Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Kevin from the Boss Fest Podcast, here to tell you about the annual networking event going down this year in Tampa, Florida on October 6th, Boss Fest. You do not want to miss this opportunity to be in the same room with like-minded thinkers, creators, and content people who are learning to help and teach you to grow and expand your brand. Boss Fest going down this year, October 6th, Tampa, Florida. Don't miss out. Get in the room. Buy your tickets at www.boss-fest.com and secure your spot today. Boss Fest. What's up? This is Kevin from the Boss Fest Podcast. Listen, if you like the content, you like following us, you can check us out on all socials, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. You can stay in contact with your Boss Fest family and be up to date on the latest information as we drop it and deliver it. Can't wait to see you in the socials.
It seemed like everybody wanted to be a boss these days. Everybody wanted to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome again to another episode of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? Listen, listen, listen. We almost there. It's almost that time. We almost at Boss Fest. Can you feel the energy? It is in the room. It is electric. And I can't wait to see y'all this Sunday, October 6th, Tampa, Florida, Boss Fest. It is here. It is here. How you doing, babe?
Hi, my name is Edwina of the Boss Fest Podcast. I'm excited this Wednesday. How are you?
Did you see the excitement? Did you feel the excitement?
I asked you how you were doing.
I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Your name is Kevin, and you're excited.
Oh, my God. We keep going through this. Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin.
I just want you to introduce yourself because, like, for the people listening that can't see you, you know, like, maybe this is their first episode that they kept. You know, our topic today is winning hard? And I'm just going to say, you are not winning. You are not winning with a little intro, like, introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Kid.
My intro is very much winning. But you just a hater.
And you look black and white to those of us that can see you.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
See, my name is Mimi, and I'm excited.
See?
That's how you have to, that's how you, hi, my name is, and I'd like to see you on Sunday. Yeah.
You can feel the excitement through the speakers. It is just electrifying. And yes, I'm excited. But today's episode, oh, man, is winning hard. This topic was brought to us by the lovely Edwina, and I guess we're gonna swing it your way. Why this particular topic? Why do you feel like, I guess the question is, do you feel like winning is hard, or what's your assessment of it?
So I feel like winning can appear to be hard. And the reason why the topic, because I feel like you asked me a couple questions all in one. The reason why the topic is because we do have Boss Fest on the way on Sunday. And when you start thinking about, you know, events and planning events, that can be taxing, right? And then as you're in business, and a lot of people in business, like, we're obviously in business to make some money, network. There could be a couple different reasons why you're in business, but a lot of people are in business to win, whatever winning looks like for them. And then the question is, as you're winning, is that process, is it hard?
Are you asking me that question?
No, you asked me why, and I'm just telling you the thought process behind it.
Okay.
And then I do a coaching program called the Morning Meetup, where David Shands hosts every morning. And then that was actually one of the topics, and he talked about winning and how a winner is, like, if you're in first place compared to second place. And it made me kind of think about it, and I'm like, it's definitely not an easy position to be in sometimes.
Ooh, that's good. So, is winning hard? Well, the question is winning hard? Yes, because you got to put in the work, the effort behind it. But is winning really worth the stress of the hustle? Because think about that. The person that's always winning, like, there's got to be a loser. So the person that wins, there's always the pressure of the next win. And some things are just defined as, did you win the game or did you lose the game, right? Like certain sports, basketball, football, soccer, things like that. You know, there was a winner, there was a loser. But we just looked at the Olympics that just came about. And there's different degrees of what winning and losing look like. Like, out of all the people that you beat that get to that point, if you came in second place or you got a silver medal or a bronze medal, would you really consider that a loss? Because you had to beat so many people just to even get to that place, to even be in that position to get that medal.
I mean, I've never been in the Olympics and I don't really play any sports, but let's just say, I guess if I was on an arena that large, it could be like a double type of thing. Like, obviously I feel like I would really want the gold, but when you're, you know, competing against people in like that caliber, you may feel like I'm happy to be in the number. So yes, I'm happy and excited that I'm walking away with something, but I sure wish it was the gold, because that's what, you know, I'm sure every athlete goes there, you know, hoping for. But I can't really speak for that because I'm not athletic at all.
I got you.
Okay,
break it down to business. So how did you truly define winning and losing in business?
I think it depends on the business. Like, I can compare it to like a sales position, for instance. Like, winning in a sales position is, you know, making sure that you're number one. There's probably certain KPIs that you have to hit and making sure that you're ranking in the top of those KPIs. Depending on what the business is, it could be, you know, what your sales numbers are for the month, how many clients you bring in. Or, I mean, for some people, if you're a influencer, it could be how many followers you have and how many, you know, likes. And I think it's all relative to what you're doing. But before you go into the next step, because you like to jump right into things, I just want to make sure everyone knows that on this episode, we will be giving away 2 general admission tickets to Boss Fest. Because Kevin is excited! You seen that Kevin Hart thing? You're like, I'm so excited. That's what I imagine you doing, because you just be like, anyway. We're giving away 2 general admission tickets to Boss Fest this Sunday. So how you're gonna win those tickets? Definitely share this episode, tag 2 friends so they can join in on a conversation, and we will pick 2 people we'll pick someone to get 2 tickets during this episode. That's my commercial in the middle.
So they gotta be watching now in real time.
In real time, tag a friend so they can be watching, because we're going to say it right now in real time.
So if only one person watching in real time, then that one person got it. What if they already bought the ticket?
Then they could gift it to their friend. Like, why are you making this difficult?
I just want to understand the rules. Maybe they want to understand the rules. We're just trying to define.
Back to you.
I'm so excited. Come on.
Have you seen that Kevin Hart thing I'm talking about?
No. That's
okay. All right, Mr. Black and White. Back to what we were saying about
Don't get off my camera. This is the backup to the backup camera. And we
don't have this camera at Boss Fest. That's all I'm listen, don't have this.
I get it. Some things don't work right. Today, this camera is not winning. We get it. But I am still in the game. So I'm there. Damn it. Just a hater. Oh my God. No, I'm gonna take your camera. I always try to make sure your camera and your light look the best.
You feeling some type of way about what I'm saying. So let's get back to
I'm gonna win next week with the camera. You gonna be losing, damn it. You said you wanna sell out so much. But for me, as I think about winning in business, it's did I do better than the day before? But sometimes it becomes a little bit more competitiveness in that arena, especially if I'm can almost measure what I think the success should look like for these type of for my business. For instance, let's say I'm cooking food or something, right? So if I knew I had one weekend where I might have made $5,000 or $10,000 in that weekend with sales, and that was my first time doing it. Now that's my measure. Like, all right, I hit that number. I seen how I hit that number. Maybe there was some extenuating circumstances, or maybe not. But now every weekend, my goal is to make sure I can achieve that number again. If I only do it once and then I keep falling short drastically, it's like, man, what was it about that one time that allowed for me to achieve those results? And trying to duplicate that. Business is tricky like that a lot of times, where you could be on top of the world, like everything is going right, everything feel like it's right there in your grasp, and you right at the pinnacle of success, and then all of a sudden you just fall off that cliff without no warning. Like, man, how did I get here? So to me, winning is hard in business, because they say it's only built for a select few. They say only the 1% get it.
I mean, you have to really want it to be successful, especially as an entrepreneur, because you're going to work harder in your business than you would in someone else's. Like, someone else's business, you get to clock out. In your business, especially when you're starting, you're almost doing every role in business. So it does make that, in my opinion, a little bit harder. But winning, to me, still is on the eye of the beholder. Because, like I told you, I think I said this the other day, like, sometimes you can feel like you're successful in your business, and then you go to social media and you see someone else posting all this, and instantly you feel like, man, I'm not where they are. I'm not doing enough. And it can change your perception of what winning looks like to you. So you could have been winning just a minute ago, and social media now go and tell you, hey, you're not winning like you thought you was. So I think it's all perception.
That's the real question right there. How do you measure yourself through the lens of social media? Like, that one there is one of those deep, deep rooted traumas. And as entrepreneurs, as we see, we like, man, why aren't we at where this person's level is? I'm doing the exact same thing they doing, or I feel like I got a better product, or I feel like I have better customer service, and I know that they ain't worth nothing, in my mind at least. Why aren't I seeing the results that it appears?
Why do people got to be not worth nothing, though? Like, in your mind, you see them on social media, you're like, they ain't worth nothing.
Well, it depends on, I don't know.
Mind just tell you.
I don't know. I don't want to sit here and get on this lens and say, I know that rationale. It's like, man, let me not say they're not worth nothing. I feel like I'm better than them.
Okay. You better than the people.
Yes. If that's a flaw of mine, then I'm definitely going to put it out there. Listen, sometimes I look at stuff like, man, I know I'm better than you. Like, listen, you got to be number one.
Hold on. Let me read this comment. We're going to come back to that. Go ahead. So this comment says, social media is fake, though, because people only put the best on social media. They make it seem like they're eating steak every day. Meanwhile, they're eating noodles. That's 100% true. Social media is just, I mean, you could be anything you want to be on social media. But let's go back to...
I'm better than you?
The people that you better than. Who you better than?
Everybody.
Oh, you better than everybody.
Everybody. I am better than everybody. If we're doing the same thing, in my mind, I'm better than you. If I'm playing basketball and I'm going up against...
Now, we know you lying.
And if I'm going up against Michael Jordan...
You better than Michael Jordan.
Until he beat me. To me, in my mind, I am better than him.
You done made everybody fall out.
That's fine. And
just everybody has fallen.
He
and fell
out. Gotta prove that he better than me in my mind, right? Like, he got to do it in real time. I understand he won all the championships and got all the accolades and the gold medals and everything else that lines up with it. But
you ain't in your mind.
But you ain't played me direct. One on one, I think I got it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm gonna keep
like this. Can't even be real life. Like this conversation.
Why
that
can't be real life? I'm approaching it. I think that's how you gotta approach it.
That you are better than everyone, no matter who
that
they are.
I gotta be the best. I just can't automatically give somebody
you
the crown.
Having to be the best is one thing. So working up to say like, hey, I know I want to work up to be better than Michael Jordan. I can see that. You know, like I gotta keep working
I'm
on my
not
craft.
I'm giving him the crown until he play me. No. Why do I always...
Bruh, I got an 11-year-old I can put up against you, and I promise you he gonna take that from you.
He might, but he gotta prove it first.
The point that I'm making is I can understand you saying, hey, I want to build up. Like, I see you and I aspire to be better than you. I'm going to keep working at my craft.
I'm not going to lower myself because you have already proven your greatness. No, I get it. Your greatness.
That's the whole
point.
You haven't proven your greatness. He's proven his.
He has. And so on stats and on paper and everybody else's mind, he will always, he will definitely be better than me. I don't got no dog in that fight. One-on-one, if we on the court, I feel like I'm giving him the buck. That's in my mind. I might get drugged all up and down that court. But in my mind, before we play that game, I got a fair chance to beat. That's all I'm saying. Jordan in his prime and me in my prime, I promise you. I get him in a game of
Yeah, this is just so wild. Like, I don't even know like what to say no more to the conversation.
Whatever,
like,
man.
It's just so ridiculous.
I'm just saying. Maybe that's why people in business fail, because they automatically look at themselves as less than, or they feel like they have to humble themselves. I don't even like that word humble no more.
So people can feel maybe that they're less than sometimes comparatively. And I think sometimes we do it subconsciously, because you're looking at, again, like what someone's accomplished. And when you compare yourself, you automatically make yourself small. Like we talked about this on another podcast, when you go into a room and you're networking and you're approaching other people. So you may know, you know, like their business titles and everything. And now you got to come up to them and introduce yourself. Why do you seem to make yourself smaller, as though like you have no value? So it's kind of almost the same thing. But to take it to a Michael Jordan level was just wild, because like he has proven himself. He does have, you know, the accolades and all of that.
And but I'm not taking his accolades away from it.
I mean, to put Kevin, who is big, you know, I'm a good big, I think Brandon said, you're a good big, up against the Michael Jordan on, you know, the court is just crazy. Like, you can't put yourself up against anybody. Like, let's not just be
anything. You looking at Kevin Butler right now. I think the Kevin Butler today will get the Michael Jordan of today.
Which was still dog walk you.
You got to prove. That's all I'm saying. You got to prove.
Nonetheless, I understand what you're trying to say is sometimes we undervalue ourselves in business and we give someone else more power over us, which is why we feel like maybe we aren't winning, and we give that person the power to look like, you know, like, hey, they could be winning, when really they could be doing worse than we are, especially when you're looking through the lens of social media.
Exactly. So I know my example was extreme, but how many times have we've given someone or some entity more energy than we've given our own business or our own self that same amount of energy and praise? You go and look at somebody and be like, oh my God, like this is a regular person and they doing this and da da da. Then when you get an actual chance to see them, and even sometimes even when you see them and know them behind the scenes, still through social media, you'd be like, man, shoot.
You ever been disappointed when you meet somebody in real life? Like on social media, you hype them up so much, and then when you see them in real life, you be like, dang.
They ain't
you for real? Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You be like, dang. Because, you know, like sometimes you hype people up in your head and you be so excited to see them, and you're like, man, I'm going to go to the little thing. I'm going to meet them, blah, blah, blah. And then you meet them and you just be like deflated.
All the time.
That happens to you all the time?
It happens more often.
Explain the situation when that's happened to you.
I'm not explaining the exact situation, but what I'll say is I think as I have started
I'm going to explain the exact situation that
you
happened
to you.
You
can explain your exact situation. So I'm going to give my around-about situation.
Oh, you ain't putting it out there?
Maybe later.
You got to lay it on the table.
Maybe after Boss Fest, but we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got us thinking that it's somebody now from Boss Fest that
you're trying to say. No, I'm trying to get these tickets sold. So I don't want people to upset me. Oh, he was saying I just hate. No.
You are a little hater, but the way you said that made it seem like.
Okay, well, then
I'm telling you to clear air.
I did. I'm telling you. It's nothing. The reason why I said I wait to have the Boss Fest, you know, it gives me a little bit of room until the next event to me to possibly piss a few people off who I may
be trying to get. Nah, what you're saying don't even make sense. You're trying to backtrack now. Y'all ever seen somebody trying to like scoop back on what they said?
What
you
up?
Said, I'm going to wait till after Boss Fest to say what I got to say.
What
say
up?
It now. Say it with your chest.
I ain't saying that with my chest. Let's go. What you got?
So I have felt like that. Like I've hyped myself up to like meeting someone and like being excited to be in a room with them and then just feeling disappointed when I like met them or tried to speak to them. There was an event a few months ago, actually in Polk County. And it was like a singer's. So it was a talent event. And I don't remember the name of it, but it was a talent event.
Okay,
now I do remember the name of it, but I'm not going to say the name of it.
I thought we was putting it all out there.
I'm putting a little bit out there. So if you know about the event, then you just know.
But it was
a talent event, and I was excited to go to the event. I thought it was going to be like a really good turnout, but I was excited to see the host of the event. And I remember like walking up and like asking, you know, hey, like, can I take a picture? And they were like very like standoffish and just kind of like, nah. And I feel like a lot of people in the room were like excited. I'm like, well, why show up to an event where people are going to be excited to see you? And then you treat fans and, you know, like people who are supporting you, like you don't have time for them. So it was like, for me, I felt disappointed.
I want to know this event now. I am curious, but we won't go there, I guess, maybe after Boss Fest. Nope.
Maybe it was me. It was user error, I guess.
You turned it off? Wait.
I hit a button.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
But so have you had any encounters with anyone from the Boss Fest stage where you just felt a certain type of way?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I heard y'all know, you, like I said, your earlier statement. So I guess to clear the air and make sure that it's crystal clear, I'm super excited about Boss Fest. And one thing about this, when we bring speakers and people to the stage, like we typically like interact with them. We have some type of following with them. There's been a couple times. Where people have just acknowledged that, you know, hey, this is someone great. And, you know, I believe that they would be a good fit. But most of the time, it's someone who, like, we've interacted with and we think that they would be, you know, like the information that they have would be amazing to share with the Boss Fest crowd. But I will say this year, this particular, this group of speakers, they have just come almost like a network of people looking to support and like help make the event successful. And for me, like, that's amazing to see. We kind of say this thing all the time, but when someone else believes in your dream, it's infectious. When someone else is like, man, I really love to see what it is that you're doing, it's an amazing thing to be around and to experience. So I mean, for me, like, I just am really excited to experience this with the Boss Fest speakers and the people on stage. So that's why I wanted to clear up what you had said earlier about, like, hey, I'm going to wait till I say it, like, after Boss Fest, because I don't want anyone to think, like, hey, the people on stage have made us feel a certain type of way. They have been nothing but embracing of this experience, of, like, the event, giving us advice, like helping us along the way. And I just feel like that's an amazing thing to be around and have people like really believe in your dream. While I'm on the, like, I guess, while I'm talking
about, you're the one putting that narrative out there, not me.
No, you did that.
No, I just made a statement and then you took it down this whole deep dark rabbit hole.
That ain't, well, where, bro, why even say that I'm gonna wait till after Boss Fest to say what I gotta say? That sounds crazy to me.
I already answered that question. I want to make sure I sell tickets.
I don't know. It makes no sense to me. I'm just going to be real. I don't get it. But back to the winning. So is winning hard? I'll say in my coaching session that we were talking about winning being hard. So the reason that this topic came up, it's like if you're in second or third place, you can see the person who's leading the race. So if you're in second place, you know how far you have to go to, you know, get to first place, because you can literally see where first place is. If you're in first place, there's no one in front of you. So all you really know is everyone is coming for your spot. So you have to go 10 times harder than the person behind you. You have to push 10 times harder. And that's what I feel like when I heard that, that really resonated, because that's really what it is when you're, you know, you're in a winning spot, is everyone's coming for that top spot. So you got to lay it all on the line 100% of the time, because everyone wants that spot. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Ooh, listen, man. I'm technical different. Just be technical different. Listen, I'm gonna get a whooping, but so y'all know, it wasn't my mic that cut off, and I had to go do a whole bunch of MacGyver stuff to get back in the game. But I am back in the game, and she gonna look at me crazy and be upset with me as if like I did this intentionally.
Bro, I just said something.
But this is how we win. Listen, I was scavenging for stuff. So I'm back in the game now. I'm back. What do you want from me?
This is crazy. I'm glad that people get to see like what happens on a podcast, because I just said something. Y'all relate to me now. I felt like I was saying something inspirational, and I was talking about how, you know, like the winner be in front and like the people in second place got to come for the winner. I felt like I was sharing with y'all, but in the midst of me sharing, here come this dude talking about his technical difficulties. He done been gone about 45 minutes to come back. And then we're not even talking about the inspirational stuff that I said in a podcast. Like, I really don't understand. And people be expecting me to hold it all together and not, you know, like give you too much. And the Lord knows my heart, but baby, you be trying my patience.
You know what?
Let's move on.
No. This is a good example of I'm winning and I'm trying to make sure my family is winning. And I take
this
an
is
L,
a good example of this.
And I take an L because I'm trying to make sure she keeps winning. Her mic cut off. My mic was working fine. I passed the baton. Here you go, baby. Keep winning. I'm going to look like the failure and figure it out. Jumped up, figured it out. Now all of a sudden, baby, I'm a, you know, I, Lord knows my spirit, baby. Listen, all I want you to recognize that, damn, baby, you know what? Stuff happens. You be making moves for us. This is how we continue to keep winning, not only in business, but in life.
It's so hilarious.
This is how we keep winning in life, because when stuff happens, baby, you get up and you make magic happen. And I just want to say thank you. Like, you should say it like that.
Are you waiting for someone to say that?
Thank you. I don't need everybody's thanks. I got my own thanks.
I'm glad you got your own. Because that's all you're going to have is your own.
Thank you. Keep doing what you do. Keep winning, bro.
So listen, y'all. We are giving away 2 general admission tickets for Boss Fest on this episode. So please share the episode. Tag a couple friends so that way they can join us on the episode or join us in the room. We definitely appreciate that. Boss Fest is going down on Sunday, October 6th. It's definitely going to be a movement. I promise you we won't have any of these technical difficulties Kevin gonna have to win some other way by finding batteries for a microphone. But you know, it's okay. Winning.
Okay. Gotcha. So you were saying some very profound things.
You don't know what I was saying.
I don't know what you were saying.
They understood what I was saying. They got you.
They got your back. I was doing my best to get us back into the game together.
All right, you told us that story already.
Gotcha. So with Boss Fest, how do you feel like it's going? Do you feel like you're winning this year with Boss Fest?
Yeah, I feel like I'm winning. I feel like any time that you set out to do something, so there's two things I feel like will happen. You set out, you reach your goal that you set out for, or you learn from the situation. So either way, that's a win. So the answer to your question is yes.
So for me, I don't know if I'm winning yet. And it's because, you know, for me being an athlete, I'm always the pregame to me is always harsher than the actual in-game moment, right? I'm always thinking about what if, could we have done this better? How do we look at this narrative? How do we look at this situation? So I'm always thinking about, oh my God, okay, how do I overcome this if that's happened? How do I overcome that if that happens? But when I'm actually in the game moment, that's when I can be like, man, okay, I see it. I'm winning. And it took for me to say it last time. Go ahead.
So how long, like when you say athlete, like, do you have to be actively like being an athlete, or you could have been an athlete any time in your life and you still are considered an athlete? Like how long past actually like being in a sport are you, you know, still considered an athlete?
I don't know, but in my spirit, I am an athlete. So that's how I'm a running.
So you are an athlete regardless.
I'm always be an athlete. Like I didn't lose that part of me. I just got older and I didn't have to participate in sports as much as I did in the past. But as you know, as you're moving through these things, the athletic spirit still resonates in all of us. It's the desire to, you know, go after certain goals, you know, preparing for the event, preparing for the game, going with coaching, going through pre-drills and all of that stuff. And then you come back after all of that stuff is done, and you say, you know what? Did I achieve the results? Sometimes even when you're winning in those moments, it may still feel like a loss. Because there's been several times where there are games that we won, but still felt like losses to me. So that athletic spirit in me feels like, man, dang, yeah.
Okay, I'm an athlete too.
Man, because you did two front kicks as a
cheerleader. But based on what you said, we all are athletes. So
go ahead. You are
athletic.
Continue
your story with your athletic side of you. You feel
my athletic spirit. Yes.
You feel like.
I feel like right now the pregame jitters.
Okay.
Are in full effect. Mm-hmm. And once the game starts, I'm going to be like, all right, it's game time. Get in game mode. So
I want all my athletes in the chat. Just give us a heart, you know, because we are all athletes up in here.
Oh, my God.
I cheered one time at high school for like a semester. And I'm going to consider myself an athlete as well.
See, you're not going to devalue what I did and how I tried to perform in my younger days. That athletic spirit still exists.
I'm just wondering, two a days,
three a days.
But I've known you for 20 plus years and I've never seen you participate in a sport. So I just wanted to be sure how long removed from, you know, the sport do we still consider ourselves an athlete? That was my question.
I play in an adult league every year. Oh, so what you're saying is, let me tell you something else. The part about winning is, you know why winning is hard sometimes? Because the people that's supposed to be in your corner don't show up. Like,
that is a good one.
That's the one right there.
People have to be in your corner that will tell you the truth, even when you don't want
to
hear it.
Nope. The people that's supposed to be in your corner, that's supposed to be cheering you, that you like, man, I know you're supposed to be here cheering me on, and we enjoying this success
y'all
together.
Do not keep a lot don't of yes men in your corner, because you cannot be successful if everybody around you just agrees with everything that you do.
Ain't
everything
nobody
you
saying
say.
They gotta
you
agree.
Can't have a bunch of yes men. Sometimes you need people to tell you you are not an athlete. You have not been an athlete in the last 12 years, because that is what's going to make you be successful. Somebody got to tell you the truth sometimes. And I am just here to support you and tell you the truth.
The problem is, you can tell me the truth all you want to, but you need to show up to a game to validate that. Don't tell me I'm not an athlete and you ain't showing up to the game. Don't tell me I'm not an athlete and I'm not performing and you ain't
take us to church.
You ain't invested the first cent to my greatness to even check that out. So, you know,
all
gonna,
I'm saying is,
no,
it got to be a game for me to show up to. It has got to be a game for me.
There's been plenty of games for you to show up to. You don't come and support your man. Listen, just like these people out here in your business that's out there like, hey, man, I'm clapping for you in the background. That's how winning is hard. These background clappers.
Background clappers.
Listen, put it on a shirt. These background clappers be out here clapping in the background. They real low, but if you falling short, then they selling out. But let you get it to that pinnacle of success and you finally get there. Now all of a sudden they want to cheer and act like they deserve front row seats. Oh man, I was been here the whole time. Now I need the courtside seat or I need the box seat. No, man, you was back there clapping in the distance. Go ahead and keep clapping right back there.
I'ma have to side with you on that. So I'ma tell you, if for some reason you get some magical award or you beat Michael Jordan, I'ma be there like, that's my man, he did that.
You ain't gonna even show up to the game to watch it happen. You gonna,
but if
gonna
you do, right. I will be on social media talking about how we did that.
Right. But you wouldn't even watch it, but you ain't even showing up to the game. So I gotta go at this alone.
Sometimes in business, you gotta do it alone. You gotta do it by yourself.
Right. And that's why winning is hard. Because you go through this by yourself, but the moment you start winning, now everybody think they should be winning with you and celebrating with you. You wasn't in the gym when I was putting in that work. You wasn't on the court taking those shots, catching those balls, but now you need to be standing on the podium with me.
I love how you turn this athlete story into a preacher session. Go ahead.
And now you want to stand on the podium with me? You know what? You go down there in the cheer section and keep cheering from down there. Oh, I'm going to give you that point. I see you. You see me, right? I made it. Yep. Then we be like, man, we got to do this together. Who? We what?
So it sounds like to me what you're saying is, once you reach success or you reach the level that you're saying of winning, the people that you feel like didn't support you, you don't take with you. Like, those people got to stay.
You didn't come with me when I was struggling. Did you believe in me or invest in me during the struggle? Well, I gotta take
but
you.
Maybe
when I
they're the people that made you go harder to reach a level that you're at. So
ooh, that's a gem. Okay, so maybe because I thought these people were supposed to be helping me win, and they didn't. They didn't mm-hmm. show up. I wanted to prove them wrong, and I went harder. Then when I start winning, I'm definitely gonna prove. I'm definitely gonna lead them out there.
Okay, so that's you still saying, like, even if those people, like, helped you drive to your success.
They could have.
You still are like, once you reach your level of what you consider winning, you still are like, I'm done with those people.
We've already established this on several podcasts.
Right, but Chris King came on a podcast and said, you got to take your people with you. And you was like, you know what? I could see how sometimes when you step up a level, you need to come back and say, hey, I'm taking you with me. But it sounds like that's not what you're saying again. No, so I'm just clarifying that.
So understand the difference. And Chris King going to be on this stage dropping gems too. What he stated was, people have opened up doors for you, right? So let's say that we keep using the sports analogy. All right. Maybe this person here wasn't out there taking the shots, but they actually opened up the gym for me to take the shots on my own. While they didn't pass me the ball and be on the court working with me, they actually opened up the gym so I can start taking shots. Them the people I'm taking along. I ain't taking along the people who were nowhere to be found. Now all of a sudden think that now we in the playoffs and we winning, all of a sudden they should come and be front row and center.
But
and
you
all
know
that
that's
stuff.
The thing about people. Like, people don't jump onto something until it's already successful. Like, it's very hard to find someone that is going through the struggles with something to the success. Typically, when something is like popping, that's when everybody wants to get on board.
which is why I'm going to work on my no. I seen, I don't know what podcast it was on, Bum B was on.
Okay.
But he was talking to somebody who's like, man, sometimes when you're dealing with people that's close friends and families, and once you made it to a certain place, they always at you. Learn to go ahead and say no now, because the first time you say no, you're going to be the worst thing ever. So just get it out the way early so you can be, so you can still have your peace of mind in that no moment. Because he's like, hey, man, there's been family members I would do this for, I would do that. The first time, you know, they were grateful. They were, they're appreciative. They was happy that I did it. The second time, you know, they were still grateful, but they was almost expecting it. The third time, it was like, why haven't you did it sooner? It's almost like
now you owe them.
I owe them something. Like, yeah. Like, hold on, no. This ain't the way it works. And just because I'm trying to help bless or do something different with you, don't mean it's always a guarantee that I'm gonna give it in a certain type of way. And if you don't give it to them the certain type of way that they want it in the moment they think they need it, oh, you're going to be the worst thing to them ever. So let's go ahead and get
that. So have you ever experienced that where you feel like you're supporting someone and they feel like you owe them whatever it is?
Man, you've been telling me I owe you your whole life.
Not me, man, someone like, else.
You're the best example. I got 20 plus years to talk through these examples.
No, I'm not a good example because you honestly do owe me. I'm talking about, like, let's say in a business transaction.
I don't owe you nothing.
You owe me everything. Like,
see,
what?
That's the problem, right? There.
What I'm talking about is in a business example where, like, you do something and then someone in that business transaction approaches you or almost gives you the vibe like, you owe me this. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I experienced it yet. I will say my entrepreneur business sense or my entrepreneur spidey sense isn't as developed as I would like it to be. Right now, it's still like the honeymoon phase for me. Like anybody who's saying anything, I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like I instantly want to gravitate to it and say
so
yes.
So somebody's like, let's collaborate on something. And like, you just like a kid in Kenny's.
I'm like
do
a
it.
Kid.
Let's
like, ooh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Let's. And in my mind, I'm like trying to figure out how do we really put it together. And they could have just been talking in that moment. So it's,
a lot of people do talk in a moment.
And
so
it's,
you gotta be
it's
careful
me trying to differentiate between those moments of just you talking and it's something really legit. I'm okay. Getting better at it because I don't even try to entertain the craziness as much as I did before. Like people come with silly ideas and proposals and be like, oh my God, I think we can figure that out. We gonna pull the moon onto Earth. Let's figure it out together. Like I know it sounds stupid, but because you like, let's collaborate early in this stage, I'm like, all right, let's figure it out. How would we really do that? I'm just saying, I know that's far-fetched, but it's those
type of
things.
You're just full of far-fetched.
Yes, because, you know, I'm just trying to be sensational. But it's those type of things that, you know, get us caught in bad position and in bad predicaments. And I'm trying to be better in minimizing those things.
I will say starting the no's early probably could help you win faster. Because if you're saying yes to every collaboration, think about how much time that's taken away from you actually working in your business for those collaborations that honestly just don't work out. People don't follow through. The moon can't be moved to wherever y'all trying to move it to. So I really feel you on, you know, getting to the no faster, because a lot of times in business, you want to say yes to everyone. You want to support everything and you want to be a part of it. But every yes that you say takes away from what you need to do in your business. So, like, how can you win if you're moving in 15 different directions?
I like that. Does saying no help you start winning faster? I gotta find a better way to phrase that.
Either way, I feel like in regular life, your no game is very strong. In business, not so much. But in life, you got it down pat.
This is still a struggle. But life has been life in us for so long. Like, life hit us early. Like, we were hit with, like, real life stuff at 19 and 20 that most people don't see until their mid-30s. Early. I mean, the mid-40s, early 50s. we was hit with some of these things so early, like, it made us Teflon in life. We got to develop that in business.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of skills that we have, even skills where you can learn from your corporate like side, and people find it hard. I know sometimes we find it hard to translate from one thing to the other when you already have the skill set because you've been through it. But to get it from, you know, like I said, like the corporate world over to business or your personal over to business, it feels harder to be able to make that happen. So I know sometimes for me, I struggle with that. Like, I don't want people to look at me like a certain type of way, like, oh, she seemed this way. Oh, she's like that. So I do try to be more giving sometimes in business than maybe I would be in like my personal life. If that makes sense.
It do. But.
And then my face just be looking, you know, angry anyway. So then if I'm like, no, it's already like, oh.
But that took years of development. That didn't come easy. It was a training period. It was. All right, I now want to move up through the ranks. As I'm moving up through the ranks, I've said yes so many times that now I'm understanding that it's okay to say no, because especially in corporate spaces, it almost feels like a sin to say no to things, especially when you're trying to move up. It's like, hey, can you do this for us? They're like, if you tell them no, it's almost like they're taken aback, like, oh my God, you won't do my job for me? But you did it yesterday.
I think that's important because like this comment says it's hard to say no in the business scene because you feel like every opportunity, it's the one break you need. So that kind of compares to exactly what you're saying in the corporate scene because you feel like every yes is like your opportunity to move up. So it's kind of the same thing, like both things equate. And it's really like, how do you know someone's using you? Because you keep saying yes, people will just keep taking that yes and keep taking from you. And you're really going nowhere in both scenarios. And
right. And if you say no too much, now people aren't open.
Now you're stagnant. You're not moving.
They ain't giving you opportunities because now you're seeing like you don't want to work with people or collaborate and things of that nature. So it's actually finding a good balance between your yes and your no's. Understanding the people that's actually moving in the direction you want them to move so that you can start winning versus the people that just sitting still trying to use you and take something from you. Because as I look at certain events, man, I'm like, man, what do I gain from being a part of this event? Sometimes I go put myself in a situation or an event. I'm like, all right, I know technically I get nothing out of this. This people get something out of this. What is it something within this event or this environment that I could grow from a gain, an experience, a lesson, or things of that nature? So now I can look at certain things and be like, man, I know. This may be a waste of my time, but there might be an opportunity to build another connection over here that I didn't have before. So that's how I'm trying to look at my ways of winning and elevate myself. And that's how winning truly is hard, because you don't know what's going to be the shot that falls. Like, all right, I'm over here, I'm networking, I'm trying to build this collaboration, and Nothing pops off. But then all of a sudden you turn some opportunities down and then you go back and replay it, especially through social media. And social media make you think, oh man, I really did miss that opportunity, man. Why didn't I get in that room? Why didn't I connect with them people? Why didn't I make the best play? And for me, it's always that struggle, which is why when we started Boss Fest, it was like, man, how do we narrow those gaps for people to actually be able to converse and have those conversations with each other? Because we'll go to plenty of events, and if everybody goes into their little groups and their circles, and they're going to huddle up, and you just ain't going to infiltrate somebody's group, and they don't know you, right? They looking at you crazy. Somebody come talking, you be like, hello, my name is such and such, da-da-da-da. You looking at them like what you want. So it's figuring out putting people in an environment where that type of communication is welcome. People want to know who that is sitting beside. People want to get to know the next connection, because you may have the thing that I need to build my brand, but I don't know I even needed you until you start talking. Like, I can truly say, working with Chris King these past few weeks, I did not know I needed him as much as I needed him. The conversations, just the game he's been giving in the background has been great. Todd, the game he's been doing. Listen, Todd has been promoting Boss Fest so hard these past few days. Like, I'm like, man, golly,
thought you should cut him a check.
I haven't even been hitting it that hard, but he making it look so good. Like, it's my event. And I'm like, God dang, Boss Fest going to be awesome. But because of what he's doing, I seen the stuff that Legit did today. He in the car promoting Boss Fest. I'm like, man, these people going hard. The host, Big Z, dropping game, giving energy to the event. Like, man, it's just so many people that's in that in on the scene giving energy. But if I wouldn't have opened up those doors or walked through those doors the first time to interact with those people, those shots would have been missed. So that's well.
So 100%, like, I agree. I had said that before when you left me for batteries, that the support has just been real for the Boss Fest stage. But it really is, and I say it all the time, I think it's one connection in between you and the person you need to meet to pop off your business. And it's just knowing what room that person is in so that you can meet them. And I feel like Legit said it well when he posted his video today. Like, you can't get in the room and sit in the corner and expect for things to go well. Like, you do have to introduce yourself and you have to figure out that niche to be able to say, hey, you know, I'm Edwina and I do XYZ or whatever it is, so that you can have those conversations. Because when you're in a room of like-minded individuals, everyone's looking to be successful or connect or just, you know, support. So those are the best rooms to get in. That's one of the reasons why we created Boss Fest. We realized there were so many small businesses in the area that people don't know about, so many connections, and we're greater together. So you definitely have to be able to get yourself out there. And I'm not saying take every, you know, ability to collaborate, because everything isn't best for your business. And I think it was Jason that just said on his podcast, like, you're always thinking, you know, is this the one thing that's going to break my business out? And that's what I struggle with. Like, is this the one connection that will help us, you know, get to the next level that we need? And I'm not necessarily saying that, like, you say no instantly, but hey, you know, I'll be in this and I'll see where it goes. And once you realize this ain't for me, now put your no out there quickly. Like, separate yourself from certain things fast once you realize it doesn't serve you.
Listen, we dropping game tonight, but I'm going to give y'all a few tips and tricks for being in the room at Boss Fest now.
Oh, you Legit Junior.
Wouldn't I be seeing you?
Whatever. I'm saying it because he said it first.
Whatever. It. No. So what I'm saying is, I don't know. Like I said, I'm going through my no-nos from David Shands, right? I'm reading through my networking no-nos.
Y'all get this book because get the no-no book from David Shands. It will teach you that anybody can write a book. Go ahead.
That is cold-blooded. That sounded so cold. Oh, it sounded so bad. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please.
Make this be a clip. I am telling you, I read the book, and it took me, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes.
It wasn't designed to be a hard read.
Okay. Oh, you're right. You're right.
So, listen, if you're getting in a room and you're trying to network with people, simple things. Check your breath. Have plenty of gum. Tic Tacs, whatever you like to do. But make sure when you go on and approach people, your breath ain't bad. Number two, cologne, perfume. Just enough. Not too much. Just enough.
You going to read the book to the people?
I'm reading the book to the people because they need to know it.
Okay.
Just enough. Listen, go get your line up. Go get your hair done. Get your nails done. You know, look a certain way.
Energy. So what's the dress code for Boss Fest then, since energy, you're telling us what the smell
energy
like
attracts
like.
Energy, right? Taj, put that on me. Energy attracts energy. If you want people to be engaging with you, to converse with you, look like you belong in the room.
Are you telling me I can't wear my jeans to Boss Fest? That's what you're saying?
You can wear your jeans to Boss Fest, but make sure they the good jeans.
The good jeans, not the everyday jeans. I can wear those.
I'm saying, like, look like somebody that wants to be approached. So if you got on jeans, that's fine. Listen, look like you want to engage with conversation with people. That's all I'm saying. However that looks like for you, everybody's style is different. Some people feel more comfortable in suits. Some people feel more comfortable in street.
I'm just wondering what you're telling us to do.
I'm telling y'all to get in the damn room and be ready to converse and interact with people and have the mindset to actually build a connection. That's what the room is for. So if you bought a ticket, you in VIP, you're snacking on all the goodies and drinking up all the drinks and stuff, and you walk out of that day and like, oh man, they did a bunch of good stuff, but you ain't building that one connection, you wasted your opportunity. I'm telling you now before you waste your opportunity. These people here, the people on the stage, the people in the room, everybody trying to figure out their next big play. Somebody that you think you may be doing better than or worse than. However, figure out their next step. There's somebody that's going to be in that room that got a food truck, right? But while there's also somebody in that big room that got a food truck, there's someone in that room that got a brick and mortar business. But there's also somebody that's still in their kitchen cooking plates. There's a step somebody in there everybody can figure out and get to the next level. There's some game that person who's cooking plates can give to the person in brick and mortar. You don't know. The person that's in the food truck could have game for both. And of course, the person that has brick and mortar, they can tell you the structure to take your business to the next level from the kitchen to the food truck to the brick and mortar location. It's all game. Because I look at people who have restaurants and stuff, and a lot of times they be like, man, I got all this overhead. I got these employees and stuff. I miss the simplicities of being in my kitchen cooking, hustling plates, or in my food truck hustling plates. I didn't have so much overhead, but I understand where the next level of success looks like. So I'm trying to get there. So there's game to be learned all around that stuff, man, from people in real estate and all that stuff. Listen, it's game to be learned. People in business, you trying to start your business. Some of y'all out there, business is illegal as hell. All you got is a name. You don't even got an EIN number. Listen, talk to somebody to help get that situated. You talking about you want grant fundings and you want all this and that. Do you even know if your business is grant ready? Come talk to your boy. Hey, I just want to make sure my business is grant ready. Maybe I'm not ready for your service yet, but there are steps in between looking for a grant writer to write you grants and making sure your business is in a position to even receive grants. Sure, somebody can go out there and find you $5,000 or some simple stuff that you got to fight with the whole world to get. But if you structure your business the right way, you can now be going down to your local city hall, your city commissioners, presenting your plans and your ideas and saying, hey, this is what I'm trying to build, working those connections. So you solidifying guaranteed funds versus fighting with federal funds and some grant that can be awarded to anybody that put their name on some stuff. So there's game to be won in this bit. But you got to put yourself out there. You got to say something. You got to say hi to people. Come talk to me. Annoy the hell out of me, because I promise you, I'm going to annoy the hell out of you. This is what this event is designed for. This ain't the club. Fellas, let me talk to y'all for a second.
Fellas. We done went from the Zoom, fellas, from the grant boss, no, no, to no. Now we doing...
Fellas, this is not the club. This ain't the...
I don't know.
This is not the rejection place, right? You know when you was at the club, you try to talk to someone, hey, how you doing? No. Mm-mm, this ain't it. You can talk. Have the conversations. It's all going to be welcoming.
This is just weird to me. I'm not going to lie. You went from running a Zoom call and telling people to get grants to now you talking to the fellas alone. I just don't even understand. And now you done messed up your mic trying to talk to the fellas. Would you just look at there? So look, as we wrap this thing up, because you done took us from one end to the other, and we just all...
I'm back.
Well, you don't even need to be back.
Whatever. Close us out there.
You don't took us from one end to the other. Let's pick who wins these tickets before you start talking to the fellas.
You got it. I'm done talking.
So listen, now you still on with us after Kevin took you through the Zoom class and had his personal message for the fellas.
Whatever.
About, you know, getting on the connection chat.
Do it how you finna do it.
Drop a one in the chat so that way we can choose a winner for the general admission Boss Fest tickets. I'm just, you know, thoroughly confused with tonight's podcast.
Whatever.
Somebody should ask me if I need help. You know how like they be on the podcast like, Kevin, do you need help? You know, blink twice. You know, somebody need to ask.
You don't need no damn help.
I need help. Anyway, that's how we're gonna run it tonight. Drop a one in the chat. If you are still on with us after Kevin had his personal message with
the fellas. I'm going to see who's looking on Instagram because I don't think I can see the messages from Instagram. But I'm going to see. Go ahead.
Yeah, drop a one in the chat if you're still there with us. We are giving away 2 general admission tickets to Boss Fest. So you can see Instagram.
Yeah. I'm not even looking at the other ones no more. I'm just watching Instagram. And how are they supposed to redeem these tickets?
They don't need to redeem them. They drop a one in the chat. If they win a ticket, their name going to be waiting for them at Boss Fest. We got them. We're going to announce who wins.
But what if that ain't their real name?
They need to tell me what their real name is. I'm not going to put Peaches Nim on the ticket. Like, I need to know what your name is. That's crazy.
I'm just asking for clarification. Can I do that?
I mean, I just, you know, make it make sense. It's, you know.
Whatever. Make it make sense. Listen.
I mean, don't give me, you know, Pookie and think that I'm gonna put that on the Boss Fest ticket when you come check.
You gotta put it on their ticket.
Need to be what your name is.
I hear you. So the ticket. Then. So listen.
Okay, guy.
We about to wrap this up. This is the. I guess you can really consider this the first podcast of the first quarter. So what are y'all doing now? The fourth quarter is here. This is the time where we supposed to be preparing for.
You taking us back on a Zoom call now? You telling us about the business again?
Listen, I'm waiting on enough things to happen in the chat so you can make whatever play you're going to make.
Well, I see 2 ones. You said you was watching Instagram, so.
All I see is Boss Fest joined the podcast. Like, how is it on the podcast and joined the podcast? It's crazy to me.
All right, I see 2 ones in the chat.
There it is. Can I finish talking or you?
You can just pick one of the people in the chat and keep on talking.
I'm definitely not picking Beverly, who always wins something every time. Seems like fraud. So Shamara wins.
All right. So that was easy enough.
You said that like that was going to be a hard decision for me.
All right. Now, what you telling us about whatever you were talking about with your Zoom?
I done lost my train of thought, hater.
Well, look, since you lost your train of thought, congratulations, Shamara. You are the winner of the 2 Boss Fest tickets for this Sunday, October 6th. Let us know. You can inbox us and let us know if you use the tickets or you want to gift those. And I need the real name to put on the ticket.
That ain't the real name.
Yes, but I just wanted to make a point because you asked me.
Gotcha.
But as we wrap this thing up, this is our last podcast before
Boss Fest.
Before Boss Fest. If y'all do not have your Boss Fest ticket, definitely grab your tickets. VIP will sell out. In fact, after this podcast, we got to make sure that we don't have.
I thought it already sold.
Right. I mean, we definitely need to check it out. It might be sold out.
I might need to turn that off.
It's not closed yet, so I'll say that much. So if you don't have your ticket, definitely grab it. We have some amazing surprises in the room. Definitely a room to connect. We have some heavy hitters on the stage, a lot of support going into this. We're just really excited to be able to bring this event for the 4th year and to do what we love to do, which is, you know, being on this podcast together and going at each other every Wednesday and then being able to share the educational journey that we're on with all of the people around us, which is what Boss Fest is. So I can't wait to see everybody on Sunday. And if I look busted before Sunday, y'all just let that ride because Boss Fest is on the way.
Yeah, listen, we're preparing for Boss Fest. So
Boss Fest is on the way.
It's a lot of work we got to do. We got to get right. So I'm going to lose about 100 pounds in the next 3 days. Don't worry about how I did it. Just know when you see me, be like, boy, you got skin tight. And you better say it with confidence, too.
You big, big.
I am big, big. I'm thinking next Boss Fest, I'm getting.
He said that last Boss Fest, y'all. So either way, Boss Fest on Sunday. I can't wait to see y'all in the room. We appreciate y'all joining us. We'll talk to y'all next Wednesday and we'll talk about how it all went.
We talk to y'all how it all went. We out of this thing.
Peace.
Peace.